Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Kerisus is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kerisus Tavchov Vov. The sugi over here, we're in the middle of discussing the aloche, brought down in the Mishnah earlier in Chof Hei Omed Aleph, that Yom Kippur has also got the same koyach to be mechaper on a aveira, which is a sofik aveira. And therefore, if a person is a chayiv in the korban of the Oshem Tolui, which comes on a case of a Sofik Averia, the Ovar Olo of Yom HaKippurim, and he passed the day of Yom Kippur, the Aloch is now his potter to bring his Oshem Tolui, because Yom Kippur is Mechaper, it does the same Kapora of the Oshem Tolui, is also with the day of Yom Kippur itself. This is the Chiddush of the Gemara, which we learn now from this Pasuk, the Averia and the Chet She'im Makiboy El HaMokoyim, if the Averia is something which only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows about, the aloha is that Yom Kippurim is mechaper, just like the Oshem Tolui. The Gemara over here, now by us in Chavov Amud Aleph, says and asks five different questions on this klal, and the Gemara brings down five different cases, like the Simon over here in the Gemara. This is the Yoledes, the Metzora, Nozi, Soito, Eglarufa. These are the five cases that the Gemara asks on this halacha of the Mishnah, that the Yom Kippur has a kriach to be mechaper on a Sofik Aveira. And we'll discuss each question on its own, and the chidushim, which is going to be mavur over here in the Gemara, in the korbonos of these chiyuvim of yeledes metzora, and also the understanding of this din that Yom Kippur is actually has the koyach to be mechape, just like Oshem Tolui. We'll start with the first question the Gemara asks on this klal of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara elamiato, if so, then Yom Kippur should also be mechaper on a Sofik Yoledes. We have a Yoledes who has a Sofik, whether she gave birth to something which is chayiv to bring a korban for, like the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions earlier in Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, a Yoledes has to bring a Chatas Oif HaBo al HaSofik. And even so, the Mishnah says in Chofei Amud Aleph at the end, that even in a case where Yom Kippur was Ovar Oleo Yom HaKippurim, still, she's still mechuyev to bring this korban of a chatas oif habo al hasofik. Asks the Gemara, just like we find by the Oshem Tolui that Yom Kippur takes place of the kapora of the Oshem Tolui, why should the yeledes be any different? And why is she chayev still to bring a korban misofik, the chatas oif? Why do we not have this kapora? Since this is also should be included in a avera she'im makibor elo amokim. Answers the Gemara that yeledes kikomaisi korban is not because of the avera, and therefore it is only because of the tumah. And the Gemara says we have a pasuk of a revoshia l'chol chatosom v'loy l'chol tumosom, and therefore there's no kapara over here with the korban of the chatas oif of the yoledes. The Gemara continues on, according to Yibshim ben Yichai, then there is an aveira by yoledes, like Rashi explains. Says the Gemara that the yoledes is actually bringing the korban to maybe mate her and to be machshe, allowing her to go and eat kodshim, and mamela this is not included in the kapara of Yom Kippur. It seems in Maskonas HaGemara, like Rashi explains, the Shittim Ukubetzes puts this into the Girsa of the Gemara in Oisei, that the Kapora, even according to Yibshimah Minichai, who holds that Yoledes needs to have a Kapora, the Kapora actually takes place with the Leda itself, with the actual birth itself, which is the Tzar of the Leda. This alone is enough to give her the Kapora for any Avera she has, which is during the childbirth itself. And the reason why later on she's going to bring the Korban is not for the Kapora of the Avera, but only to be machshe and to allow her to be matter to eat kodshim. This is the Gemara which we have by us over here in Daf Chovov. But Be'emes is not such a simple din, and the Marshal points this out in Shavuos Daf Chesamed Aleph. The Marshal over there explains that it seems Rabbeinu Tam over there in Toisves in Shavuos Daf Ches argues on Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam is mavur that according to the Shita of Reb Shimon, that there is somewhat an aveira in every single leda, then the korban is actually coming lechape, it is coming to be mechape on the aveira. And Mamila says in Marsha, the way Rabbeinu Tam understands this Gemara, we have to say, is that even though there is an element of kapora in this korban, but since there's a tieles and a matora, a purpose why this korban is being brought is also to be mate and to be machshe, allowing her to eat kodshim, therefore this chelek, this part of the korban cannot be taken away from the korban by the kapoy of Yom Kippur, and therefore the stila alochish has to bring a chatas oiv in order to allow her to eat kolchim. This is how the Mashor explains our Gemara according to Tosfos over there in Shavuos and Machlekes in the Rishonim. If we understand that the maskona, the korban, is only coming to be matib a kolchim, or it is also coming for the kapoya, but the Gemara means to say we need to have the korban in order to be matib of the kolchim. Now, in the Ikka Gemara, in the main question over here that the Gemara asks, that we should use the kapoya of Yom Kippur to say that this isha, this woman who gave birth and she has a sofik, she shouldn't have to bring a korban of a chatos oif abal a sofik, asks the Biskirov in the Chidushi Agriz in Menoches Tafhei, that Be'emes, we have to understand why is the teretz of the Gemara, which the Gemara says in the Maskona, L'chira, this is a simple teretz, and a hechrich to say that the korban cannot be substituted with a kapoy of Yom Kippur, because as we understand in all sugya, Yom Kippur is actually a kapora, it's mechaper, just like the Oshem Tolu is a mechaper on the Sofik Aveira, so too Yom Kippurim is mechaper on the Aveira. And therefore later on, we don't have to bring any korban. But since the korban of the Yeledes is also to be machshe, and to allow her to eat kolchim, like this is one of the korbonos of the mechusri kapora mentioned earlier in Chesamid Beis, Mameila, what is the havamin of the Gemara over here to say that the korban and the din of Yom Kippur should take the place of the korban? Of course Yom Kippur cannot take the place of the korban if we need the korban also for the heksha and to be matter to eat kolchim. Only in a case where the korban is coming le kapora, then we can understand that Yom Kippur should take the place of the kapora. But since over here there's an idea of a kapora, besides the kapora we need also the heksha. So this chelek, this part of the korban, l'chayu always a havamina that Yom Kippur should be able to take this place and to say that sofik yeledes should be potter not to bring a korban of a chatos oif haba ala sofik. Explains the Biskayov that be'emes the gemara in a havamina, and it could be in the first stage of the gemara before the gemara brings down the divrei Reb Shimon ben Yochai, then it could be this remains with the shita of the chachomim. Says the Biskayov, it's in Mavua, a very yesoidistiga havona understanding over here, in the Iker din which is going on in our sugya, that the Yom Kippur takes place of the korban, allowing him to be mechaper and not to bring a korban sofik. Says the Biskayov, normally one would understand that the din of the posuk that chetchei makibo ele amokim, yimakipurim as a koyach to be mechaper, the understanding is that in a case where a person has a sofik aveira, normally has to bring a oshom tolui, but the Yom Kippur is mechaper, gives him a kapor on this aveira. Mamela, once Yom Kippur is over, all of Yom Kippurim is already past the day of Yom Kippur, he already has the kapor of the aveira. Mamela, there's no purpose anymore to be mechayev him to bring the korban of the Oshem Tolui, because through a side reason, we've taken care of the sibba, why, what causes the person to go and bring the Oshem Tolui. Since Yom Kippur takes care and is mechaper for the aveira itself, and therefore he's gone to aveira to go and bring the oshom tolui. But says the Biskirov, you see in this gemara that this is not a pshat. The understanding the gemara understands over here in this halacha that Yom Kippur takes place like oshom tolui, the gemara means that the gemara understands Yom Kippur alone is actually mamish as if the person was makriv a korban of oshom tolui. Like the Biskirov's loshen over there is that koiz kakorban oshom tolui mamish. It is exactly the same as if he mamish brought the akrova of the Oshom Tolui. This is the koyach of the Yom Kippur. And therefore anything which the Oshom Tolui has, and therefore hu adin the gemara in the havamin over here by the chatos soif habal asofik, that this korban actually has a koyach to be machshe and allows her to go and eat kolchim, this koyach, the same koyach, is by Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur is mamish as if there was a krover of the chatos oif haba al asofik, and mamela, anything which is contained in this korban chatos has automatically also in the koyach of Yom Kippur, not just the koyach of the kapora. And the reason why after Yom Kippur we don't have to bring a korban by the Oshem Tolui is not because for a side reason Yom Kippur already took care of the Aveira and there's no purpose anymore, but because he already actually is considered someone who has already brought the actual Oshem Tolui. Yom Kippur is mamish like a Oshem Tolui and mamish like a Chatos Oif, and he has the same koyach to be machshe and to be mati bekotshim. This was the Gemara's kash over here from Sofik Yiledes. And the Gemara originally didn't hold that this is a reason to say that the isha, this woman over here, has to bring a chatas ha'oif to allow her to eat kolchim. And therefore the Gemara only answers that the reason why she has to bring a korban is because there's an element of tumah and there's no kapoy over here involved, and therefore the din of Yom Kippur doesn't apply. Only by Reb Shimon ben Yochai, when the Gemara asks a kasha that there is a kapoya involved, then the Gemara comes and says that the din of Yom Kippur is not actually mamish like a korban ashram tolui, and the Gemara is mechadish that the reason why it works is only to take care of the kapoya of the avera, and therefore, if we need her to go and have a hechsher and a heter to eat kodshim, this is the maskana of the Gemara saying that the korban of the Yom Kippur is not enough, because Yom Kippur alone has not got this kriach to be machshir to eat kodshim. But says the Biskriyov, you see over here, al koponim in avamin of the Gemara, and it could be the stays according to the Rabbonon, a big chidush in the havana of the kapoy of Yom Kippur. It is not just that Yom Kippur is mechaper, but Yom Kippur is actually as if mamish she brought to Ashram Tolui, or she brought to Chatas Oif Habar al Asofik. This is a chidush which we find over here in the first case of the Gemara, in the case of a Sofik Yiledes. Now moving on to the second case of the Gemara, the Gemara's kasha is from a case of a Sofik Mitzvah. And says the Gemara, Sofik Mitzvah also has to bring a korban. Why do we not find that Yom Kippur has the ability and the koyach to be mechaper on the avir of the Mitzvah? Like the Gemara says, that is Zayin Dvorim, Negoim Boim, there's avirus over here which calls the Nega Tzoraz. Memela, there is an element of kapora. Why do we not say that Yom Kippur can give this kapora and not that he doesn't have to bring a korban after Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, the Maskonas HaGemara, Kiko Maisi Korban, Lav Le Kapora Maisi, he's not bringing a korban for the kapora, even though the material actually needs to have a kapora, explains Rashi, and Rabbeinu Gershom over here, that the kapora he has already from the Nega itself, from the Bizyonis and from the Busha, he has to be Mechutz Lamachane. This alone is enough to say that he already had his kapora for whatever avera was the cause that he originally got this tzoras. And therefore, says the Gemara, the reason why he's bringing a korban in the end, the lashon of the Gemara by us is lishturuya ba'achilas kodshimu. It's in order to allow him to eat kodshim, as we said the Gemara earlier in Daf Ches Amud Beis, the mitzvah is also one of the mechusri kapora that until he brings his korban, he is not allowed to eat kodshim. This is also the din of the mitzvah, and this is the only reason why the korban is being brought, and Yom Kippur does not have a koyach to go and allow him to eat kodshim without any another hakrova of this korban of the osher mitzvah. Memele to mavur in the maskon of our Gemara, that the korbanos of mitzvah, even though there is a avir over here, but the kapoya already has through the tzoras itself, through the nega itself, and memele the korbanos later on are not coming lechapoya, they're only coming to be machshir lechul bekodshim. We discussed earlier in Daf Tes Amud Beis that this is a stira to this din from our Gemara to the Gemara earlier in Daf Tes, over there the Gemara in Reb Shimon says that the korban michatos is called dovah mechaperi. The korban chatos is actually a korban which is coming to be mechaper on the avira of the tzoras, because al zayin dvorim negoim boim lechuyah. This is neged our Gemara, which the Gemara says clearly that the kapori already has earlier, and the korban is only coming to be mati in bekodshim. And we discussed earlier from the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva in Siman Kufa Ayin Dalet that it could be this depends on the machlokes earlier in Daf Tes Amud Beis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and this is Be'emes HaMachlokes, our Gemara over here. It holds clearly that the Kapora already happened and the Korban is only coming to be Matim to eat Kodshim. Now, as we mentioned, the Lashon of the Gemara by us is the Kapora that already happened, but the Korban is coming, Lishturuye Lechul B'Kodshim, is coming to be Matim to eat Kodshim. The Lashon of the Gemara in Shavuos, in Chesamed Aleph, a very similar Gemara over there. Over there, the Lashon of the Gemara is that the Korban is coming to be Mati, the Metzuyah, Lovoi B'Kohol, to come into the Kohol, to come into the Machaneh. Rashi, in Menoche, is the beginning, in Daled Amud Beis, Rashi also says that the Korban of the Osher Metzuyah is a Machshir. Says Rashi, what is it being Machshir? It's Machshir the person, Lovoi LeMachaneh, to enter the Machaneh. And this is the reason why it is called the Korban of a Machshir. And the Achronim over here, the Be'er Sheva, the Rishash over there, Menoche Staf Daled Amud Beis, they ask already that L'chuyah, this is a mistake in the Gemara, and it has to be a tall sefer in the Lashon of the Gemara in Shavuos Staf Chetzamed Aleph. Because the Halacha is that the Metzuyah, already by the time of the Metziporim, when he already starts his process, his Mahalach, in his Tahalich, of his Taira, then the din is that he brings the two birds when he's still Michutz La'Machaneh, and straight away afterwards he's already allowed and he's permitted to come into the Machaneh. Amameila, the only thing missing over here that he can't do is only that he's not allowed to eat kochim, which is a lashon of the Gemara by us that the korbanos are coming la'achshuya la'ishtuya lechel bekochim. Amameila lechuya the shver on Rashi Menochis, who seems to take this girsa of the Gemara in Shavuos that there's certain heter and a hechsher over here allowing him to come into the machane. He's already permitted to do so earlier, before he already started counting his days, and even way before the eighth day, he's already mutter by the Shnei Tziporim, by the beginning, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Metzora. This is a question which the Be'er Sheva and the Rishash and others, they ask over here on the Girsa in the Gemara Shavuos, which is Rashi Menochis. There is an answer from the Chikri Lev. The Chikri Lev in his Truva in Erechaim, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Beis, he suggests that maybe the Loshem Machane is not actually referring to all the three Machanois, but it is referring to the Machne Shechina, which is the equivalent into the Beis HaMikdash. He's not allowed to enter, as we know, the Gemara Yevomez, Ainam Beis, even though he's allowed to stand in the Sha'a Niknur, which is the entrance to the Azorah, but he cannot enter the Azorah itself until he brings his Korbanos. And Mamela, this could be the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Hechsher, which the Korban has, this permits him to enter the Beis HaMikdash itself, and also this is the Lashon Machane, which we find in Rashi, could be referring to the Machane Shechina. This could be an explanation over here to the Havana and understanding of the Korban of the Metzora, which is a Machshi, not just for the Kodshim, like it's mentioned by us, but also for the Machne, like it's mentioned in the Gemara Shavuos. So this is the second case of the Gemara by us. Then the Gemara continues on and asks a third question from the case of a Sofik Nozi, and asks the Gemara the same idea, that if Yom Kippur is mechaper on a Sofik Aveira, why it is not mechaper on a Sofik of Nozi? And so too, the Gemara of here also answers the Maskona, that the idea of the Korban of the Nozi is not coming le Kapora. Says the Gemara, it is not a Kapora, even according to Blezo. A Kapora holds that there is a need for a Kapora because a Nozi is a Chote, he does an Aveira, he's Metzai Atzmoy Minayayin, he's been Purish, he's not allowing himself to drink the wine, and there is an element of Aveira over here, according to Blezo. A Kapora, says the Gemara, even so, the Kapora is not actually with the Korban, and the idea of the Korban, the Loshon of the Gemara by us is, Leishturia Bachilas Kodshim. But the Gemara over here, it's in brackets, the Achrinim take out this Lashon of the Gemara, and they put in a different Girsa, which is found in other Gemaras, and the Girsa is that the reason why he brings this Korban is Lemechal Olav Naziris Tayre. Even when he becomes Tomei, the Korban of the Osham Nozi Tomei is coming to be Machshe, to allow him to start recounting his days of Tayre in order to go and have this din of the Nozi Tayre. The reason why we take out this Girsa from the Gemara is because it's very clear earlier in the Gemara, the beginning of the second Perek, when the Gemara over there is discussing the Abom Chusri Kapora mentioned over there in the Mishnah, the Gemara over there asks, why is the Nozi Tomei not counted as one of the Mechusri Kapora? He also has to bring a Korban. And says the Gemara that a Nozi Tomei is not actually called a Mechusri Kapora. He is only someone who's bringing a Korban to, in order to allow him to restart counting his Naziris Tayre. And therefore it's Mefurish earlier in the Gemara that a Nozi Tomei is not actually called someone who's a person who's called a Mechusri Kapora. Machlekes earlier on, Blezo Ben Yankov and Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, he's not someone who's a Mechusri Kapora. Memela, the Gemara over here has to be that the Loshon and the Girsa has to be like the Achinim put into the Girsa into the Gemara, Lemechal Olav Naziris Tayre. But we do find a very interesting shitta of the Rimigash, and the Rimigash in Shavuos Lamed Zayin Amed Aleph, he brings down and he quotes the Gemara like the Pashtas of the Loshon we had originally in the Gemara by us, that the Korban and the Tachlis, the idea, the purpose of this Korban of the Nozi Tomei is coming to allow him to eat Kodshim. And he says very clearly that this Nozi Tomei, before he brings his Korban, he's actually Osir to go and eat Kodshim. And therefore he says the Korban of the Nozi is allowing him to go and eat Kodshim, and he has Be'emes HaHalocha of this din that the Korban is being mate him to eat Kodshim. This same idea we do find in the Loshon of Rashi in Soita, in Tesvav Amad Aleph. We find this also in Rashi, the Mefarish over there in Nozir, in Memhe Amad Aleph, also would seem to imply, like this shit of the Rimigash, that the Korban of the Nozi is actually coming to allow him to eat Kodshim. And the stipler in Nozi at the beginning in Simen Gimel already asks in the Sefer Kelos Yaakov that L'chayir, this is neged our Gemara earlier in Daf Chesamet Beis, is Mefurish that the Nozi Tomei, according to the Rabbanon, is not called a Mechusei Kapora because he's allowed to eat Kodshim before, and the only reason why he's bringing his Korban is only to allow him to restart counting his Nazir's Tayir. L'chayr, this is neged the Gemara now. Gemara, even though this was a Girsa, we have to l'chayr be Magia, the Gemara, like we said. And how can Rimi Gash, which is Mashmai Rashi, also hold that the din is l'maisa, that they're not allowed to eat, the Nozitomi is not allowed to eat kochim? If so, it will come out that the korban of the Nozitomi is a korban of Mechusa Kapora, because this is actually permitting him and allowing him now to go and eat kochim. L'chayr, this is neged the Gemara earlier in the beginning of the second period. And the stipler over there in Nozir Simen Gimel in Kilnes Yankiv, he asks even more, even though the Nozir became Tomei, but why should this be a reason to say that he should not be able to eat Kochim? The Nozir himself, before he became Tomei, is allowed to eat Kochim. And the fact that he became Tomei Betumas Meis, and now he's already had his Azoya of Shlishi and Shvi, and now he's already Tor, why should we say that until he brings his Korban, he's not allowed to eat Kochim? A normal person who becomes Tomei Meis, the halacha is he doesn't have to bring any korban, and therefore he's allowed to eat kochim straight away once he becomes tor. So why should the fact that this nozir who has a halacha that he has to bring a korban because he's nazirus, why should we say that it becomes osa to eat kochim because of his tumah? The tumah is a regular tumas meis, which doesn't make him normally a mechusa kapora. So why do we say that when it joins up together with a nazirus, now suddenly it should become a mechusa kapora? L'chayr, we have to understand misvara also, says the stipler, why the nozitomi should be osa to eat kochim. Another marumokum to this shayla about the nozitomi is from Tosfos in Nozir Nunhei Amud Beis. Tosfos over there says that the reason why the nozitomi is not called a mechusa kapora, like we mentioned earlier from Daf Ches Amud Beis, is because the Nozir has no Tumah which is coming out of his goof. He only became Tomei with the Tumas Meis, which is external. It wasn't an internal Tumah like we find by the Ziva, the Nida, and therefore he's not called someone who's Mechusa Kapore. And over there, the Biskayov in the Chidusha agrees, he asks this same question, that it's Mashma in Tosfos, that if not for this Svar of a Tumah Ayotze Migufo, Tosfos would have understood that the Nozir should become a Mechusa Kapore. And the Nozir has become a Tomei of a Tumas Meis. Why should we say that this should not allow him to eat kochim? How do we understand that because it joins together with the Nozir, the Tumas Meis alone by a regular person, we never find the person becomes a Mechusa Kapore? Why should the Nozir be any different? This is a question which the Biskrov asks on Tosfos, and the Stipler asks on this Shittan Yerushalayim, according to this Girsa in the Gemara, that the Korban of the Nozir Tomei is actually also considered somewhat of a Korban of a Mechusa Kapore, allowing him to eat kochim, like the original Girsa we had in our Gemara, by the din of the Nozir. Now moving on to the next question of the Gemara asks the same question, by every Soita, which Rashi explains, every Soita is a Sofik, we don't know whether she did this Maisa Aveira, the Maisa Znus, and therefore we should say that after Yom Kippur, we should have this din of a Minchas Knois, should not be brought anymore, because Yom Kippur should take place of this Korban of a Soita. Answers the Gemara, Abaya answers, that over here we have the Boil who's Maki. There is someone in the world who knows about the Aveira. This is the Boil, the person who's Mezane. If there was an Aveira over here, then the Ish, the person who's Mezane, he knows about the Aveira, and therefore this does not allow Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, since there is someone in the world who knows about the Aveira. Now, Bemis, we have to understand why the Gemara refers to the Maki only for the Boil. Why are we only discussing the person himself, the Ish? Why do we not say that the Isha herself, this Isha Soita, she also knows the truth, whether she was Mezana or not? So why do we not say that she herself also, if there was Aveira done, she knows about it? And this alone should be enough to say that the Yom Kippur cannot be Mechaper. The Rabbi Negeshem over here says two Svaris, that the Gemara does not use the Lashon of the Isha, first of all, because we cannot use her Yediyah, because she herself is as if she's the Chaticha de Yisura, she's as if we're looking at her as the Dover Ha'asa alone, and therefore we're not reckoning at all with her Yediyah. We only look at the Yediyah of the Boil, who's external, besides the Chaticha de Yisura. Chidush of Rabbi Negeshem to look at her, the Isha over here, who's the Soita, like the Chaticha de Yisura Amamela, we do not look at her Deya and her Yediyah, her knowing of the Aveira, that this should disturb the Kapora of Yom Kippur. Another Svara says Rabbi Negeshem and Enchanami, the Gemara is Lavdafke, and the Gemara just picks one of them, the Boil, the Gemara could have said, the Isha also, this is the Svara of Rabbi Negeshem. But the Be'er Sheva we here suggests There could be, it's possible, cases where the Isha herself, the woman doesn't even know whether she was Mezaneh. It could be that she has a suffix, whether the person she was Mezaneh with, whether she had this Maisabia, was it with her husband, or was it with someone else, and she has this suffix, and therefore she herself has no Yudia over here, and therefore the Gemara doesn't use the Svoya of the Isha, only of the Boil. And the Birkas HaZevach asks on the Be'er Sheva, if we're discussing a case where the Isha herself doesn't know about the Aveira, and she has a suffix whether she was over this Maisa Issa or not, then this will be Mechayev her Kolbin Osham Tolui, since the Aveira of Eishas Ish is Aveira of a Koyes, and she has now a suffix Koyes, so she should have to bring a Kolbin of the Osham Tolui, and Alochi is Nabem is Aftim Kippur. She doesn't have to bring a Kolbin of the Osham Tolui anymore, so Lechayev, we cannot be referring to this case only in a case where the Isha herself does know about the Aveira. Mamela, we have to answer this Kasha in a different way. The Birkas HaZevach alone, he suggests that the reason why the Gemara doesn't talk about the Isha is because she herself is denying the accusations and she's saying that she was never Mezaneh, and therefore because of her dibur we look for someone else, and the Gemara suggests that we use the Boil, who's he knows about the Aveira, and he's not in front of us denying this Aveira that he ever did, and this is the reason why the Gemara picks the Boil and not the Isha. Now moving on to the last case of the Gemara, and the last question, the final question from Egla Arufa. The Gemara says Egla Arufa is also a case of a Sofik Kapora, a Sofik Korban, because we don't know who killed this person, which we found dead in between the two towns, close to the town. And therefore the Gemara brings the Korban of the Egla Arufa is a Korban Sofik, says the Gemara, that if it's other all of Yom HaKippurim, we should also not have to bring a Korban of the Egla Arufa. Answers the Gemara that we have a posuk of Laoretz Lo Yechupar, Kiim b'dam shoifchoy. There's no kapora only with the dam shoifchoy that we find the murderer and we kill him. Or says Rashi with the egla arufa in the case where we don't find the hoyrig. And therefore this is Gzeiros HaKosuv. Rashi explains the Gemara's Teretz that there's a posuk to tell us that the Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper. Only the korban of the egla arufa has the koyach to be mechaper on this avira of the egla arufa. Rabbeinu Geshem over here, he explains the Gemara in a different way. And Rabbeinu Geshem explains the Gemara doesn't mean to say that it's a Gzeiros HaKosuv of Laoretz Lo Yechupar, but actually the Gemara is explaining the Kapora over here of the Egla Arufa, and the Gemara means that the Kapora of the Egla Arufa is not actually a Kapora for the person who killed the Hoyrig, the person who killed this Cholol who was found dead. And the idea of the Korban of the Egla Arufa is not a Kapora. It is not coming to be mechaper on the person who killed him. And only way to have a kapora is only if we find the murderer and we go and kill him with the normal dinim of a hilchis ritzeach. Mamela, it seems from Rabbeinu Geshem that he's understanding the avona of the teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara means to say that the korban of the Egla Arufa is bichlal not coming le kapora. It is not coming to be mechaper. And therefore, the idea of Yom Kippur, as we explained in Ol Sugya, takes place of a kapora of Averia Sofik. But this is only in a case where the korban is coming to be mechaper. But since the posuk says v'le'oretz lo yuchupar, there's no kapora for the person who killed him. Therefore, there's no way that the Yom Kippur can go and take place of the egla arufa. This is how Rabbeinu Geshem seems to explain the teretz of our Gemara. And ask the achrinim, now l'chayya, this is very hard to understand, to say that the korban of the egla arufa is not coming le kapora. The aviezri in ilchus ritzeach, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, so too Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer on Hilchus Egla Arufa, in Nachal Eson, in Simen Zayin, in Ois Aleph, is Mayrich about this point. Now Rabbeinu Geshem L'chir is very shver, because even though the Loshon of the Pasuk, which the Gemara by us quotes, V'la'oretz lo yuchupar, would seem that there's no kapora at all, but the Gemara, the Pasuk over there, the end of Pashas Kiteitze, continues on, and says clearly that there is a kapora in the korban of the Egla Arufa. The Pasuk says, Kapir le'amcha Yisrael, it should be a kapora le'amcha Yisrael, asher, the Pasuk says, who the town which the Yehuri came from. So too later on, v'nikape lohem adam. Also, there's l'shoynes in the pasuk lehedia clearly saying that the korban of the egla arufa has a teiras kapora on the amcha Yisrael. But mainly we have to understand, how does Rabbeinu Geshem over here say that there's no kapora on the murderer himself? But so what? There's still kapora for the townspeople, for the place where the murderer came from, and therefore we have to still understand why can we not use Yom Kippur to take the place of this egla arufa. Explains Avi Ezri, a pshat over here in Rabbeinu Geshem, and he explains that the korban of Yom Kippur, the kapora of Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, is only for chet She'im makiboy elo hamokim. Only in a case where a person has a sofik avir, and there's no one in the world who knows about the avir, only elo hamokim, then Yom Kippur has a koyach to be mechaper and to take place of the korban sofik. And over here, says Rabbeinu Geshem, the svara of the Gemara is that the korban of Egla Arufa, even though the pasuk says very clearly it is a kapara for the town, for the Bnei Oir, like the pasuk says, Kapil Amcha Yisrael, and it was there, Avera, which they have over here, that they didn't send out a person without any levoya, which caused him in the end to be murdered, like we see in Chazal over there, the end of Pashas Kitzeitze. This is the kapara needed for the townspeople, for the person that the chola was found the closest to the town, that we say that the murderer came out from this town and killed this person, this chola. Memela says, Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, that this kapara that the people of the town need to have, this avir which they've done, is even though we don't actually know which private person of the town was the hurig, who actually killed him, but they all know that they were over this avir, the avir, they have yedir gemura, that it was definite, that the murderer came out from this town. This is what the pasuk says, that if it was town, somuch la'ir awu, we say that this is the town which needs to have the kapora. Therefore the kapora and the chait that they have a definite idea about this avir. They know definitely that there was some problem which they did, which caused the misa and the death of this person who was killed. And this is the kapora of the Egla Arufa. Mamela, the kapora of the Egla Arufa, even Rabbeinu Geshem agrees that there is a kapora over here. But since the kapora is not for the person who kills the hurig, the murderer himself, but it's a kapora for the people of the town, Mamela, legaba, the people of the town, they have a idea. They know about the avir. They don't know who actually killed him, but they know their avir which they have, which the kapora of the korban of the Egla Arufa is coming for. Mamela, this is alone enough to say that there's no kapora of Yom Kippur, because it's not included anymore in the chet she'in makiboy el amokoyim, because everyone knows about this avir. They know the chola was found next to their town, and the kapora is for them, and therefore for them it is called avir she'makiboy. Everyone knows about it, all the people of the town know about their avir. And the suffolk is only in the hurig, and therefore only if the kapora would have been for the murderer himself, then will be a suffolk who the murderer is. This would have been unknown enough to say it is a chet she'ein makiboy el amokim. But since Rabbeinu Geshem explains the kapora is for the people of the town, they know about the avera, and therefore this is included in the avera, which everyone knows, and therefore does not have the kapora of Yom Kippur. This is the Gemara and the Achrinim discuss over here, the Pshat in Rabbeinu Geshem, in the last shail of the Gemara, by the Egla Arufa, and this sugi on the Gemara Nomad Aleph, in Chovov Amad Aleph, about the kapora of Yom Kippur on any Sofik Avir, which the Maskona Sagamori is, it is only by the korban of the Oshom Tolui. And even though the Maskona, the Gemara explains that later on, after Yom Kippur, when he finds out that he did a Vada Avir, then he has to bring a Kol Michatos, like the Gemara says, because of the Loshon of Yediyah, which we find by the Nosi, which is extra, or like the Gemara of Abaya Amad Beis, because of the Gzeishova of Mitzvahis Mitzvahis. Now moving further on into the Gemara, in the new sugya in the Gemara in Amud Beis of Chatos Oif Haba Al Asofik, and there's many chidushim over here in the Gemara in the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in understanding the many different halachas of the Chatos Oif Haba Al Asofik. The Gemara over here is be'emes two halakim. There's two parts to this din of the Chatos Oif. We're discussing cases where afterwards it was found out, even though she was already mafrish, this Chatos Oif. But then there was a time when she found out that she does not need this korban of a chatas oif haba al asofik. But it depends in two halakim, two parts. There's two cases which the Gemara over here discusses. The first case is a case where she finds out that she does not need to bring this korban. Was noydalo shelo yolda. It was found out that she wasn't yolda. She didn't give birth to something which is mechayiv her korban, and therefore this chatas oif is not needed anymore. This is the first case which is discussed in the Gemara. The second case, which we'll discuss later on, is a case of noydalo sheyolda, and she finds out that she actually does need to bring a korban chatas oif vaday, and then we'll discuss later on if this chatas oif sofik can change over into a chatas oif vaday. But first, we'll discuss the first part of the Gemara, which is discussing a case of a isha who was mafrish a chatas oif misofik. She doesn't know whether she gave birth or not. And then was noidalo, shelo yolda, she found out that she didn't give birth, and therefore this korban is not needed. The Mishnah tells us halacha, which according to the Maskona, If in a case where the melika was already done inside, the aloha is yikover. And the Gemara explains that it needs kvura, it has to be buried. The maskona, the Gemara explains that in a case where she found out that she does not need to have this chatas oif, if it was before the melika, then this bird can now go lecholin. It's yetei lecholin, like it says mafurish later on in the Breiser, just before the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us aloha, that after the melika, the aloha is yikove, it has to be buried. And the Gemara explains, this is a din midir abonon, even though be'emes it should be a din chulin, but the aloha is a midir abonon, it looks like a korban, which was shechted in the Azorah, as she explains. Therefore, we have to go and bury this korban, just like a different korban, Shema Kodeshi. Now, to understand this din of the Gemara, we first have to understand, why actually do we find this aloha, even in a case where it was before the melika, as we said, the bird goes al lechulin, it is not needed anymore. We discussed earlier, from the beginning of the perek in Daf Chof Dalet, that we find already the aloha by the Olshom Tolu, which is a korban of a safek, very similar to this chatos oif, which is a safek. And over there we find the machlokes between Rameah and the Rabbonon, and the shita of the Rabbonon is, that even in a case where it was found out that he does not need to bring this Olshom Tolu, the Kedusha still remains on the Behemah, and the reason is because we have a Svarah, Mitoich Shalibo Inoikfoy, Gomaru Makdish, he was Makdish the Behemah, B'chol Oifon, in every case, even in the case where it was found out that he does not need to bring Oshom Tolu. Maybe we have to understand why over here can we not apply the same content, the same idea of the Rabbonon earlier, and to say that according to the Rabbonon, the Chatos Oif Habo Alosophic also one should say that Mitoich Shalibo Inoikfoy, Gomaru Makdish. And even when she finds out that she didn't do any Aveira, and she didn't do any Lech, she didn't have any birth over here to be Mechaiva Korban, it should still remain with the Kedusha, and the Mefurish over here in the Gemara, that it is Yoytze Lecholin, and even later on, the Din Kvura is only Midr Abono. The Achronim say two different reasons, two Chilukim, to be Mechalik over here, between the Chatas Oif Haba Al Asafik, and the Oshom Tolu, which we find earlier, has a different halacha. The first chiluk says the Redal, in Agoris or Redal over here, he explains that it's a different kind of korban, the Oshom Tolu and the Chatas Oif. Because the Oshom Tolu, the Gemara says in Nozid Av Choftes, is considered a korban vadai. Once the Oshom Tolu has already been brought, then it is Nechal Lekriyanim, just like a regular korban Oshom. Therefore, by the Oshom Tolu, there's a svara to say that it should be Gomar Umakdish, and this is a svara of the Rabbonon earlier by the Oshom Tolu. Whereas the Chatos Oif, Haba al Asofik, the Aloche is in the Gemara over there, Nozi Choftes, we'll discuss this soon in Rashi. The din is that the Korban is Eino Necheles, it is only called the Korban Sofik, and therefore the Isha herself, the woman, knows that this Korban is actually not a real Korban, it is only a Sofik Korban, only if she, Bemis, gave birth, and therefore this Kedusha of the Korban is only a Kedusha Sofik. Therefore the Svar of Gomar Makdish doesn't apply, because anyway the whole Kedusha, which is going to be Chal, is only going to be a Kedusha Sofik, so this is a Svar, maybe the reason why we should not use the Svar of Gomar Makdish, because it is only a Korban Sofik. Another Svar says a Tshuva Divrei Malkiel, in Tshuva Chilek Aleph, Simen Choftes, he explains that the whole purpose of the korban is different, the korban of the Oshom Tolui and the korban of the Chatas Oif. The Oshom Tolui is coming lehogin all of Mina Yisurim, like the Gemara just explained. This is the reason to protect him from any future punishment, and therefore, this is the svara of the Gemara earlier, Libo Inoikfo, he's scared about the punishment, and therefore he wants to make sure to bring this korban of Oshom Tolui, the Gomar Umakdish. Whereas the korban of the Chatas Oif Haba Al Asofik, the reason why she brings this korban is only to allow her to eat kochim, like the Gemara says earlier in Chesamid Aleph, Rashi explains over there, Bekoishi hitiru lo lehavi korban zu. Only Bekoishi, they allowed her to bring this korban, which is Gzeis HaKosu, she's allowed to bring this korban, but in order, the purpose and the matoria is to allow her to eat kochim. This is the korban of the Chatas Oif, and therefore, since the whole idea is not lehogin olav, not to protect her at all, but just to allow her to eat kochim, we do not have the svara of Gomar Makdish, which we find earlier by the korban of the Oshom Tolu. And therefore, this is the din of our sugya, why the Chatas Oif is different than the korban of the Oshom Tolu earlier in Chof Daled, in Chof Gimel Amud Beis in the Mishnah. Now, moving into the Kasha of Rashi, a very famous question over here, and a discussion, a very wide discussion in the Achronim, a Yesoidus Digger Nidin over here, in this Rashi by us, which we mentioned also earlier in Dav Zayin, Rashi over here asks a question on the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah is discussing a case, As we mentioned, the Chatos Olif, Habo'al HaSofik, and after the Melike already took place, then it was found out that the Isha is Pturo, is Noidalo, Shelo Yoldo, she didn't give birth. And therefore, says the Gemara, Me'ika Adin, the Behemah, this Oif is Chulin, it is Mutter, and the Din Kvura over here, that has to be buried, is only a Din Midr Abonon, because of the Gzeria of the Gemara, that this is a Din Yikovir. The reason of this Gzeria, Rashi explains, is also Bahanor, because maybe someone would say, from a different Chatas Oif Sofik, they'll have Anor, and therefore over here, Chazal said, that we should not have Anor from this bird, even though it is actually now a regular bird of Chulin. But Rashi asks the question that l'chayyeh there should be a different reason over here to say that this bird should be also b'hanor, and the reason is because it's as a halacha of chulin b'azora. There's a issa to take a behemah which is chulin and to do a shechita in the azora. The din is that if someone shechts a behemah as chulin in the azora, it becomes also b'hanor. It's machlekes if this din is midereisa ulav deraisa chulin b'azora deraisa ulav deraisa the gemara in kedushin and zayin amid beis. But according to the Man D'Oma, the Chulin Ba'azor D'Reise, then it's actually a Issa D'Reise on this Ma'isa, and it becomes also Ba'anor. Memela asks Rashi, why over here, after the Melika has already taken place, why should we say that this bird is only Midrabonon God Din Kvura, L'Chayr Minatir should be also Ba'anor because of the Issa of Shchitas Chulin Ba'azor? Answers Rashi, a very Yitzhidus Sigateritz, that the Din which we find always by the Aloha of Shchitas Chulin Ba'azor is only in the case of a Maisa Shechita, where we're taking a behemah and we're doing a Shechita to behemah. Whereas over here, we're discussing the Oif, which is Oif Kodshim, which was, we thought it was a Kodshim, and therefore the Maisa which was done is a Maisa Malika, which was done by the hand of the Kreanim. The Maisa Malika, says Rashi, is not included in the Issa of Shechita Scholim Ba'azor. Rashi's Lashon is, the Loi Ostra Torah, Elo Shechita, Ava Malika Loi. And therefore, there's no reason to say that this bird becomes also Ba'anor because of the Maisa Shechita, because there was no Shechita, it was only a Melika, and Melika, says Rashi, is not included in this Issa, and therefore the bird is Mutter Ba'anor min Atoya, and has a Din Kvura only Midr Abonon. Now this, the Shita Mekubetet already asks over here on the Rashi, that this is very hard to understand, because this L'chayyeh Rashi is Neged, the Mefurish Gemara in Nozich of Tesamid Aleph. We mentioned that the Gemara says that's a very fundamental difference between the korban of the Oshom Tolui and the korban of a Chatas Oif Sofik. The Oshom Tolui is actually considered a korban Vadai, and the din is that it is Nechal, the Kreanim actually eat the boso just like a regular Oshom, whereas the korban Chatas Sofik is actually a korban Sofik and it's Eino Necheles. And the Gemara over there explains that the reason is because even though the Torah permits the Isha to bring this korban, allowing her to eat Kodshim, but the korban remains a korban Sofik, and this actually could be, if she didn't have to bring this korban, she didn't give birth, then the halacha is, there's actually two averis over here in this korban chatas oif sofik. First of all, there's a nevela, because the maisa melika was done, and if it is a chulin, it has to be done a shchita. Memela, this is considered a nevela. Second of all, there's a issa over here, besides the issa nevela, there's a issa of chulin ba'azora, which is also a sibba, and a cause to say that this issa should be also ba'anor, this bird is also ba'anor. Memela says the Gemara, since there's two isurim by the Chatas Oif Sofik, this is the reason why the bird is not eaten, and the Chatas Oif Sofik is Einon Echeles. Memela asks the Shitta, there's a Mefurish Gemara in the Gemara Nozi, it says clearly that there's going to be a Issa on this bird to be eaten because of the din of Chulin Ba'azora, which would seem clear that the din is not just a din in Shechita, it is a din even in Melika also. How can Rashi over here say that the din, it does not apply in the case of the Melika, because the Osra Torah Shechita Eli Melika, this is the very famous question asked on Rashi. How can Rashi be mechalek to Melika and Shechita neged the Gemara in Nozi? The Gemara says clearly that even a Melika has a din of Chulin Ba'azora. Now, Be'emes Toisvos himself over there in Nozi, Chof Tesamid Beis, says it is muchach in the whole sugya over there in Nozi that the Issa of Chulin Ba'azora applies to Melika just as much as to Shechita, which is this question which the Shita asks on our Rashi. The Shita Mekubetzes himself explains our Gemara that the reason why the din Issa Hanoah and the Kavura, the burying, is only Midrabonon, is because our Gemara is going like the Man D'Oma who holds that the whole halacha of Chulin Ba'azor is only Midrabonon, and therefore the din of the Issa Hanoah is only Midrabonon over here, but not according to the Man D'Oma, Chulin Ba'azor Dereisa, then of course, even by Melika also, there'll be a Issa Dereisa, not like Rashi. To answer the shita of Rashi, there's said many tirutzim in Achrinim, and we'll mention a few of the Mahalchim that they explain why Rashi holds the din of here of shchita does not apply to Melika to say that it's included in the Eser of Chulin Ba'azor. The first tirut says upon a Meiris in his Truva in Chele Gimel Simuchov Tes, says upon a Meiris one can explain that Rashi also agrees that there is an Eser in Atoria to go and do a Maisa Melika, which is also an Eser of Chulin Ba'azor. Like the Gemara says over there, clearly in Nozi Choftes, this is the reason why the Achatas Oif actually is not eaten. But says upon the Meiris, now that we found already that the Torah allowed her to go and bring this Korban La'azora, the Torah permitted her to be over this Havera Misofik in order to go and allow her to eat Kodshim. So the Torah allowed her to go and bring this Korban. Memela, this is what Rashi means, that we cannot say that this bird cannot be eaten over here by us, and it is also Bahanoa, because there's an Issa min Atayah, because says Rashi, the Loi Osra Torah, Elo Shchita Veloi Melika, which means that over here in the Chatas Oif, we found that the Torah actually allows her to go and bring this Korban. And therefore the Torah didn't have any problem with the Melika itself, so this can't be the reason why it is also Ba'anor. It must be that the Din Kvur over here is only Midrabonon, because the Torah allowed her to go and be Makiv the Korban. But Rashi also agrees that the main Issa of Shchitas Chulin Ba'azorah applies to the Issa Melika also, not like the Pashtas of the Loshen Rashi. Another Ma'alech, the Nesivas in the Sefer via on Krisas Makor Chaim, the Chedushim from his father, Biankiv Moshe, he explains that Be'emes it could be that the Issa in the Gemara in Nozich of Tesamed Aleph, that the Gemara over there says that even the Chatos Oif, which is B'melika, has a problem of Chulin Ba'azorah, is not actually referring to the Issa of Shchitas Chulin Ba'azorah. Because Shchita, like Rashi says by us, does not include Melika. The Gemara over there is referring to a different problem of Chulin Ba'azorah, which we find other places in Shas, that besides the Maisa Shchita Ba'azorah, there's actually a problem to go and bring in any Chulin into the Azorah. And so too, besides the Avod, there's the Issa to eat Chulin in the Azorah. Tosfos discusses this Barichas in Baba Basra and Pei Aleph Amud Beis. And there's other places where we discuss this Issa of Chulin Ba'azorah. Besides the Shchita, there's a problem of Havor to bring something into the Azorah and to do some kind of Maisa Ka'empnim, like to bring Bikurim into the Azorah if it's Chulin, and we do a Maisa of Anocha. This alone is enough of a problem of Chulin Ba'azorah, even though it is not Nichlal, it is not included in the problem of Chulin Ba'azorah. Now, as we know, the Issa Hanor, which is the din of Chulin Ba'azorah, the Gemara discusses in Kedushin and Zainum at Beis, this only applies to Shchita. If someone goes and brings in something of Chulin into the Azorah, there's no Issa Hanor. The Hanor is only in the case of the Shchita, like the Gemara over there says in Kedushin. But maybe one can say that Rashi of course holds over here that the Issa of Shchita only applies to Shchita, not to the Melika. And the Gemara over there in Nozi is not actually referring to the Issa of Shchita, but it is referring to the Issa of Achilas Chulin Ba'azorah. This is the reason why it's Einon Echeles, and the Korban Chatos cannot be eaten outside the Azorah, and therefore we have a problem to allow it to be eaten is a problem of Achilas Chulin Ba'azorah, or the problem of Havor, and the Melika is also like a Maisa of Ke'em Pnim, like a Maisa Hanocha. This is the reason why the Gemara says it has an Issa, the Achatos Oif Einon Echeles, even though it is not actually included in the Issa of Shchitas Chulin Ba'azorah. Now this chat we find also in the Shara Melech, in Shchita, in Peyuk Beis, Halacha Beis, he brings this pshat down from the Sefer Lashon Limudim, the Tshuva of the Beis Halevi also, at the beginning of Chelek Aleph, in Siman Beis, you've got in Yud Aleph, they all explain this Mahalach, that Rashi holds that it is not included in the Shchita, and therefore it is not Asa Ba'anor, but the Gemara over there means that there is Issa of Havor, or Issa of Chulin Ba'azor. The Shara Melech himself over there in Shchita, he suggests that it could be in the reason of Chulin Ba'azorah, the reason why it is awesome in Atayah, the Gemara in Kedushin, in Nun Zayin Amud Beis, gives two different reasons. One is from the Loshon of Zavachto. Memela, according to that reason, it could be Rashi is referring to this man, the Omar, who learns the Makur from the Issa of Zavachto. This could be only a Maisa Shchita, not a Maisa Melika. But according to the other man, the Omar, who says that the reason is, just like Shchitas Chutz, just like Sheli B'Shaloch, my Korbonos, which are Kodesh, or also b'shaloch, also in outside, says the Gemara, so too shaloch, the korbonis which are chulin, or also b'shali, are also to be brought inside the Azorah. And according to that svara of the Gemara, it could be this din applies even to Melika also. And therefore the Gemara in Nozi is working with other tarots of the Gemara, and this is the other makuri of the din of Shchitas Chulin, whereas Rashi by us is going according to the other Mandoma, is learned from the Zavachto, and therefore this excludes the Issa of Melika, and it applies only to the din of the Zavachto, which is a Shchita.
The last Mahalach is a Mahalach of B'chaim Moise in Achieze, in Chilik Beis, in Yerideus, in Zayin, and B'chaim Moise says a very big chidush in the parasha of Chatzas Oif HaBoa Nasofik. And explains that B'chaim Moise, B'emest every single time, we take a Oif Toy which dies and does not have a Shechita, the Halacha is, the bird becomes a Nevela. And the din is that Nevela is Metamei B'beis Habliya, if he eats it, he becomes Tomei. This is the din of a Nivlas Oif Toy. Says B'chaim Moise, we have to know, what is the Halacha by Chatzas Oif HaBoa Nasofik? If Be'emes, this Isha did have a leader and she's chayev to bring this korban, then we can say that this korban has a melika, and the melika is the din of the korban, therefore it is moitzi midei nevela, it is a halacha that the bird afterwards is not tomei. But if we say this Isha was Be'emes someone who's not chayev to bring the korban, then it comes out this behim, this oif, this bird, is really a bird which is chulin, which needs to have a ma'aseh shechita, and if it does a ma'aseh melika, this is called and considered the killing of the bird. And therefore, l'chayra, one should say that it could be misafik, this bird should not be metame, because it could be it is a bird which is chulin, and the aloch of melika is called a ma'aseh nevela, and the nevela of a bird is nivlas oif tori, is metame, bebeis ablir. But says B'chaim Moise that it could be the svari is that this itself, the Torah tells her to go and bring this bird and to be makriv this bird in the Azora of a Chatas Oif HaBoa Nasofik. It could be this alone is enough to say that this Maisa, which is doing the Maisa Melika, is considered a Maisa which is as a koyach to go and be Matayer Midei Nevela, even though we know it could be that Klap Ishmael, she's not Be'emes Mechuyev to go and bring this bird because she didn't have any child to go and be Mechayev, a Korban Leder. But because the Maisa, there is a Korban called the Havor of the Chatas Oif Misofik, this alone is enough to be Metahe the bird, Midei Nevela, similar to what we found by the Egla Rufa earlier in Daf Chof Hei. We have the idea of Egla Rufa Metahe Midei Nevela, because Arifosa Zui Shchitosa, so too by the Soya Mishtaleach, we found Dichiyosa Letzuk Zui Shchitosa. Memela says B'chaim Moise, it could be over here, Melikosa Zui Shchitosa, because this is the din of the Torah that she should be doing so to this bird, even if it's Lo Yolda. Mamela says B'chaim Moise Cheshbon, it could be the Gemara over there in Nozeh is discussing a case where we do not find out whether this Isha is chayev to bring a korban or not. We don't have any idea. She remains with the Sofik. And therefore this korban is called the Chatas Oif HaBoa Nasofik. And therefore this din has a koyach to be metahir midei nevela. And since it's metahir midei nevela, Mamela has a koyach just like a shechita. And Mamela the Gemara holds that this kind of melika, which is considered, has the koyach to be metai midei nevela, has a koyach of a shechita, and therefore has a din to be chayev of chulin ba'azor. Whereas over here, Rashi over here is discussing a case where it was noida lo, she found out that she's not mechuyev to bring the korban, and therefore this behemoth, this oif now, is a chulin, dig a bird, and therefore this bird over here, she has not got a koyach, this melika does not have a koyach to be metai midei nevela. And since it doesn't have a koyach to be metayim in the levela, it is not similar to shechita, and therefore Rashi says that this melika over here is not enough to be mechayev of chulin ba'azora, and it is different than from the Gemara in Nozeh where we never found out about this isha, and therefore the koyach of the melika over there, a big chidush of B'chaim Moise, that a melika of the chatos oif haba al asofik is metayim in the levela, and we do not say that it is tomei misofik because the melikosa zui shechitosa. And the same alach we find also in Simcha, in his Chidushim, in Nozich of Tetzomed Aleph. But Reb Chaim Moise, in the end, he asks on himself from a Mefurisha to Sefta, in Zvochim, in Perik Zayin, Soif Aloche Hei, that Sefta says Mefurish over there, that Chato Soif HaBoal HaSofik is actually Tomei Misofik, not like Reb Chaim Moise's Svara, that we should use the Klal on Melikosa or Zui Shechitosa, and he's very married to say that the Rambam actually doesn't bring down the din of the Tesefta, and it could be totally on a machlokes and depends on the Aloha of Arifosa or Zui Shechitosa mentioned earlier in Daf Chofei from the Gemara Zvochim in Ayin Amud Beis. Memela, this is a din which is mentioned over here in our Sugya, and a discussion, a very wide discussion, many different routes given by the Achrinim in the Svara of Rashi, that Rashi seems to hold. Rashi, we found this earlier in Daf Zayin Amud Beis also, that Rashi holds the Chatzas Oif HaBoa Nasofik does not have a problem of Chulin Ba'azora, that we have to understand how to answer this from the Gemara in Nozeh, Daf Chof Tesamed Aleph. And Memela, this is the reason why by us in the Gemara Rashi explains the Din Kvura and the Issa Anor is only Midrabonon. Now in this part, as we said, we're discussing a case where the Isha was Noida Lo, she found out shelo yoldos, that she didn't, she's not mechuyev in this korban. And as we said, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that before the Malika is yotze lechulin, like the Breisa, in the Mishnah, there's a din kvura midir abonon that has to be buried if we found out after the Malika. Now, what would be the halacha in a case where we find out that noida lo shelo yoldo after the hazoy and the mitzui, she's already finished with the whole akrov of the oif, and then she finds out that she does not mechuyev in to bring this bird, and there was noida lo shelo yoldo? Do we say also over there that the bird is going to be bikvura only, like we find in the Mishnah, the din, in the case where she found out after the Malika? Now on this, we find actually three different deyos in the Achrinim. What is going to be the halacha of this bird in a case where it was found out shelo yoldo after the bird has already been nikrav? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Memvav in Ois Hei, he says that just like we find earlier in the Mishnah Chav Gimel by the Oshom Vadai, that there's a difference in a case where he found out after the Zrika, then there's a din Strefer, because the Gemara Rav Ashi explains in Chav Daled Amud Beis that it could be mixed up with a Zevach Posel, and therefore as a din of a Strefer has to be burnt. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, so too the Chatzos Reif HaBaal HaSofik. The Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah, that is the din Kvura Midri Abonon, has to be buried, is only in a case where we find out after the Malika. But if we find out after the Azor, once it's already finished, then it looks like a real Kodesh Posel has to be burnt. The din is going to be Bisrefa and not Bikvura. This is a Chiddush on the Minchas Chinuch. The Aruch Lener also over here goes this way, even though he mentions that we don't find any remez in the Poiskim, that the din which we found earlier and the difference of the Oshom Vadai is going to apply to the Chatos Oif also, that the din Kvura is only in a case where we found out after the Malika, but later on it's going to actually be burnt, but the din is Bishrefer. The Chacham Tzvi in his Tshuva in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, he argues and he says a different svara, that it could be that the din of the Chatos Oif, because it is a Korban Sofik, as we said, it's different than Oshom Tolui, therefore the din of the Chatos Oif is not similar to any other Kodshim, which does not look like any other Kodshim puzzle, and therefore even after the Azoy and the Mitzui, it will still remain with the same Alocha of the Kvura, which we find in our Mishnah after the Malika, so too is going to be the Alocha after the Azoy and the Mitzui, it's only going to be Bikvura and not Bishrefa, it is not like the Oshom Tolui and the Oshom Vadai, which are Vadai Korbonois, and therefore he argues on this svar of the Michas Chinuch, this is Mavu over there in the Chacham Tzvi, in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, not like the svar that the Michas Chinuch took on. The Chacham Tzvi understands, he's Mayrich over there, that this is the din of the Chatzos Oif HaBaal HaSofik, is always going to be Bikvur. A third day is the Pchai Moise, the Chachiezer, which you mentioned earlier, in Chilik Beis Simen Zayin, and he says a third svar, that it could be over here, since it already had the Akrova and it's already finished, then even though now we find out that she doesn't need this bird at all, and it is a korban of chulin, and it came out lemafreya that the korban actually was never kodosh, it was only a bird of chulin, but it could be that since it already had the akrova, then this akrova was already chal min atoyah, as we explained, the din is that she had to bring this bird, and they had a din akrova chivas vadai, to go ahead and bring this bird, allowing her to eat kodshim. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Moshe, it could be that afterwards, this now oif already has a din of a kodesh posel min haTorah. It has a din of chulin, which has to be burnt. Min haTorah has to be have a din of this Issa Hanor. And the Issa Hanor, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, which as the Gemara explains, is only midir abonon. This is only when it's only after the Malika. But in the case where we found out after the whole Azor has already taken place, then the Akrova is Meika Adin, and this has a locha of Chulin Ba'azorah, which has to have a din of Srefo, of Kvura, depends on the Machlokes, at the end of Tmur, of the din of Chulin Ba'azorah, but the Issa Anor Al Koponim is Min HaTorah, this is the din of Reb Chaim Moshe, the third day. So it comes out, we have three shittas of a year, what would be the locha if she finds out right at the end, after the Akrova has already taken place? The Minchas Chinuch says it's going to be Bisrefo, Midr Abonon. The din of the Chacham Tzvi says the din is going to be Kvura, Midr Abonon, the Kvura has to be buried, and the third Ma'alach is of Reb Chaim Moshe, and so to Reb Meir Simcha over there in Nozich of Tetzamed Aleph, they argue and they say that it is going to be also Bahanor Min HaTorah, and the din of Kvura and Srefa would depend on the Machlokes at the end of Tmura, if Chulin Ba'azorah is Bikvura, or it is Bisrefa. So this is all the first part of the Gemara of Yehiel Chatzos Oif HaBaal HaSofik, in a case where we found out that Shelo Yoldo. Now we'll continue on with the Yisrael Sigur Machlokes over here, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, where we found out on this oif that was noida lo she yoldo. We found out that actually now she's mechuyev to go and bring a korban later. And we have to know, can we switch over this korban, which was afrosha misofik, Can I switch over to a korban vaday? It is the same bird she's going to be bringing, like the Gemara says, mimin she'osa ala sofek te'osa ala vaday. Can this bird be switched over from a korban sofek to a korban vaday? Now this is mefurish in the Mishnah earlier in that Chof Beis Amud Beis. Over there the Mishnah says that imad she'loi nimleko noida lo she'yoldo, in a case where she found out before the melika took place that she's now mechuyev to bring this bird for a korban chatos ha'oy for her later, says the Mishnah, she'yoldo vaday then taseno vaday she'mimin she'imivio alav noida aloy hoida mivio alhoida, because it's the same bird. And therefore, she can switch over and bring the same bird now to her chayiv of the chayiva, because she found out that she's now mechayiv in this chatos yeledes. In our Gemara over here, we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What is the halacha if noida lo sheyoldo after the melika? Rav says she can continue on and she can now bring it for her chayiva, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that it is also ba'achila gezeira shamiyomu chatos oif abo ala sofek necheles. People say that this bird can be eaten in a case where people will make a mistake and consider this bird as still a chatas oif habo ala sofik. You see in the Gemara that everyone agrees that me'ika adin, one would be able to continue and switch over even though the melika took place before the yediyah where it was still a sofik. But the melika is not the kuvea, it's not enough to say that this is a krova of a sofik. And it can switch over now to be a korban vaday, and the machlokes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is only in the case, do we say that this bird is permitted to be eaten, or do we say that it is also ba'achila because of a gzeira? Now, says Tosfos earlier in Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, that the Mishnah says that the din that we could switch over is only im ad sheloi nimleko noidalo. It would seem in the Mishnah that the only case is only where she found out before the melika. According to Rav, the din is even in a case where she found out after the melika that halacha is that the bird is going to be kosher and it should be oila lechivosa. Says Tosfos, the reason why the Mishnah discusses only a case of before the melika is because the halacha is going to be that if a case where she found out after the whole zrika has already taken place, the mitzui of the oif, the akrova is totally finished, only later on she found out sheyoldo. Says Tosfos, in this case, if a rav is going to agree to this gzeira of Rabbi Yochanan that people might make a mistake and say that chatas oif has sofek can be eaten, and therefore this bird is not allowed to be eaten, even though, says Tosfos, now this bird is actually a bird which was brought alavadai because it could switch over even after she found out, only after the akrova took place, it is still takes place of the korban chayva, and therefore, says Tosfos, the din of Rav is only midrabbanan. Tzmeila, says Tosfos, this is the reason why the Mishnah only discusses a case where she found out before the melika, even though it applies to after the melika also, but it would not apply a case where it found out only after the hazor. It's mavur in Tosfos amoyde gechidush, and the Piskei Tosfos earlier says it's even clearer in Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, that this halacha of the Gemara by us that Rav holds that we can switch over a korban and the chatos oif can be necheles if he found out after the melika is also true in a case where she found out after the hazor, and says the Piskei Tosfos, in a case where she finds out after she's already brought her chatos oif sofik, she finds out now she's mechuyev to bring a korban, then the din is she does not have to bring another korban because she's already yoitzer with this chatos oif sofik, which she brought for her sofik, she can be yoitzer her chivas korban. It's exactly the same bird, it is the same korban, it is a korban chatos, and therefore she can now be yoitzer. This chiva which she has, she was automatically yoitzer with the korban chatos, which she has already brought previously, and be'emes meika adin, it can even be eaten, this bird, but only over here we have agreed to Rabbi Yochanan's gzeira that it is also ba'achila. Mamela says the shit, says the piskei Tosfos a chidush, that the din is that the akrova of the korban, which was a sofik, is actually patters and can be yoitzer her chivas vaday because it is actually the same akrova of a regular korban chatos oif. But the Shittim Mekubetzes over here in Ashmotes Nois Yud Aleph, he's medayik from the Gemara b'shem Moiri Haram and says the Shitta that it seems in the Gemara the whole discussion over here is only in a case where we found out after the melika, but in a case where we found out sheyoldo that she's mechuyev after the hakrova has already taken place b'toyah sofik, then she cannot be yoitza her chuyva as chatos oiv, and she's mechuyev now to go ahead and bring another chatos oiv, another bird for her chuyva, because the previous bird has a akrova b'toyah sofik. And the Be'emes, the Shita Mekubetze says, I have to understand, why do we say such a halacha, l'chayur, it's the same akrova, it is the same korban of a chatas oiv, why should we say that because earlier it was brought b'toriyah sofik, Memela now she has to bring now a new korban, b'toriyah chatas oiv vadai, and she cannot be yotzer with the previous akrova, not like the Shita of Toysus and the Piskei Toysus earlier in the Afchav Beis Amud Beis. Although you say this thing of Machlokes over here, in the Havona of the Chatos Oif Sofik, what will be the Halacha? If she finds out after the Akrova is already finished, can we say that she's Yoitza her Chayva with this bird, which had the Akrova of a Torah Sofik? And the Biskoyovin is Sefer in Chusa Kippurim, in Perik Aleph, Halacha Hey, we explained this earlier, he brings down from Reb Chaim, in Daf Chesomet Aleph, early increases, that the Akrova of the Chatos Oif, even though actually it's the same Korban, but it has a different Chiyuv. There's a choiva to bring a korban of a sofik, and therefore this is a svar of a shittim ukubetes, that it could be that even though it is exactly the same korban, but since up till now the hakrova was done between a sofik, it had a hakrova of a sofik, therefore she cannot be yotza her chiyuv korban, and later on she has to go and bring another korban, this is the chiddush of the Shita Mekubetzes, not like the Shita of Tosfos earlier who learned that our Gemara is only a gezeirus, but be'emes, she's already yotza chiyuv and she's not mechuyev to bring another korban. This is a yesodus thing of machlokes over here in the case of the second part where it's noida lo sheyoldo. And be'emes, this depends also on understanding the braisa at the end, just before the Mishnah. The Gemara brings down the braisa, which is a right to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a gezeira that it is also ba'achilo. And even though Rabbi Yochanan said the loshen that it is also ba'achilo, in the braisa actually we find the loshen that the bird is also even ba'hanor. And Rashi explains that the reason is because since the bird is also ba'achilo, therefore automatically it is also ba'hanor, and the Gemara and the braisa are saying the same halacha. Whereas the Shita Mekubetzes in Oif Yud Beit, he's magia the braisa, and he says the braisa is actually discussing two different cases. The din of Rabbi Yochanan earlier is the reisha of the braisa, where she finds out after the melika. There, mi'ika ha-din, it can be eaten, and the din is only that it is also ba'achila, it cannot be eaten, mid-rabbonon, because of the gzira. Whereas the end of the braisa, where it says that it is also even ba'anoa, over there the braisa is discussing a case where she found out only after the akrova is already finished, and over there, since the akrova was finished, b'toriyah sofik, the bird now is actually Osa Bahanoa, even according to all the deis, everyone agrees that now the bird is Osa Bahanoa, and she has to now bring a new bird, Betoyas Vadai, which is the new Chayva of Chatos Oivadai, the Shitter of the Shitter Mukubetes of the Nashmotes and Oisud Aleph, as we said earlier. This is the Shitter over here, the Deya of the Shitter Mukubetes world, that the Aloha is that Sofik cannot work for her chivos vadai, and not like shitza tesis earlier. Memela the Shita Mekubetzes explains that the braisa of the Issa Hanor over here is discussing a case where she found out only after the Hadzor. Memela, to summarize over here, the halachas in the second part, and when she finds out that she's mechuyev now to bring a bird, a oif, noida lo sheyoldo, the halachas are like this. In the case where she was mafrish, the oif, misofik, and then she found out straight away, before the melika, this is a mafurish mishnah earlier, that now she switches over and she brings the same bird for her chivas vadai. After the melika, it's mechalukas over here by us in the Gemara between Rav and Abiyichanon. Rav holds that we can continue on and switch over to vadai, and then the bird can be eaten, whereas Abiyichanon holds that midrabonon is a gezeria that we're not allowed to eat this bird, and according to Rashi, it is also even bahanor. Now in a case where we found out only after the Hazor, once the Akrova has already taken place and everything is finished, then we have a Yesodus thing of Machlokes between Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetzes. What is the halacha of this bird? Tosfos holds that the bird is actually mutter, it was oila l'chivosa, it actually worked for her chayv, and she's not mechuyev to bring a different bird now, and she's already yotza her chiyuv. Midrabonon, says Tosfos, Rav agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that this bird is now also ba'achila, and so too according to Rashi, it's also ba'hanor. Whereas according to the Shita Mekubetzes, since we only found out after the Hazor already took place, therefore the halacha is going to be that this bird is also ba'hanor, called the Kula Alma, and it has a bird which was brought b'toriyah sofik, cannot be used for her chuyva, and she's now mechuyev to bring a new chatas ha'oif to be yotza her chuyvas vadai, and she cannot be yotza with the chatas ha'oif which only came misofik. A very yesodus thing of machlokes over here between Shitas HaTosfos and the Shita Mekubetzes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.